The following podcast may contain mature themes and coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the No Fear Friday edition of the No Fear Project podcast. I'm your host, Pete D'Amico. We are going commercial free today, so let me just start by thanking our sponsor, Silver Fox Athletics, and our patrons, especially our producers, the Money, Motivation, and Motherhood podcast, Dava Sylvia, and the Endurance for Everyone podcast. Your continued support is amazing. Having a podcast called the No Fear Project means I have a Google alert set for fear. There is always fear in the news. Since the pandemic started, that alert has tripled in length. Fear is everywhere. There are two ways to look at this phenomenon. First, people are scared. There is no doubt that this is true. Second, the word fear gets clicks and is lucrative to use. That's likely true too. Here are some examples of recent headlines. Avoiding fear, anxiety while you self-quarantine. When will the pandemic end and how? And the first line goes on to include the word fear. Couples in quarantine. Stress, anxiety, fear of the unknown. And finally, Google Trends. What searches tell us about coronavirus thoughts and fears. Fear is gripping our world. It's like we cannot escape it. The goal of this project is to conquer fear. How do you do that when fear is constantly in your face? When talking to people, they almost always blame the media for the culture of fear. Some blame governments, some blame social media. Why is it very few of us blame ourselves for the culture of fear? We are the ones consuming what the media offers. If we didn't consume it, they change it. Government. I'm going to skip over that third rail. Social media. That's all of us. We share media articles, real and fake, that match our beliefs. We try to pound others into submission to see our side of an issue. How many of you have ever changed your mind about something because you are convinced solely by what you shared or what was shared on social media? If it is you, please reach out, because I am interested in learning why, and that's a serious inquiry. Some of us can handle this culture of fear and go about life. What about those that cannot? I've talked to so many people who normally have little fear and are now gripped by it. Several have told me that they are feeling depressed and anxious, like they've never experienced. And those with existing conditions, like I have fighting clinical depression, see symptoms amplified during these strange times. My biggest fear continues to be a mental health crisis on top of the COVID-19 pandemic. Our mental health professionals could be stretched to their limits. Worse, if they are not, that means people who need help are not seeking it. Please, if you need help, get it. Encourage people that are struggling to talk and find professionals for treatment. More than ever, we need to band together to defeat the stigma. I have a first-hand account of someone who normally doesn't have much fear becoming overwhelmed. I knew this person way back when, but we have not talked in over 20 years. We are connected on some social media, and he listens to this podcast. He was overwhelmed by the news and the conflicting information about the pandemic and became gripped by the culture of fear. He wasn't up to coming on the air. Well, and you're going to find out, because there's a good reason for it. Yet he wanted me to share the story. He shared with me that he's been battling fear and anxiety. He never used the word depression. He wanted my insight and advice. I told him I was happy to listen, but that I had no advice other than to seek help. He laughed and said, "Pete, I don't even understand how to do that if I wanted to." So I told him to start talking. Turns out, He watches a lot of news. He has Google alerts for everything coronavirus related. He even has alerts for fear and anxiety, so as he told me, he can find ways of coping. My response? Holy shit, no wonder you feel this way. That's information overload. I said if it was me, I would seek a professional, but first, I'd stop with all that news. As you can imagine, he started to justify why he needed all the information for full 10 minutes. I was silent the entire time. He was in a frenzy. I know we had not talked for 20 years, but this was a completely different person. He finally realized I was quiet and said in a resigned whisper, "I just heard myself." He was at a level where he needed professional help. I advised him to call several therapists and see which one was a fit. He said he would stop taking in so much news. As we ended the call, and he thanked me again, I said, "If this conversation is the only impact this podcast ever has, then it is more than worth it. Thank you for being brave enough to reach out." This could not have been easy for him. He texted me the next day saying thank you, and that he would let me know more about what was going on soon. A few weeks went by, and he called. He told me he found a therapist and had been working with them several times a week. I said great, but I was thinking, why so often? That's when he shared one more thing. When he called, he was at rock bottom. He was thinking about self-harm, and I had no idea. I knew he was struggling, but not to that point. It reminded me that you never know when someone needs real help. Always take the call, or the text, or the IM, and be kind. So, that's why he wasn't ready to come on the air to share the story himself. It's raw, and he's working through the things with his therapist and family. Our conversation helped him gain enough perspective to buy time to find real help. Not everyone has that luxury. The isolation and fear caused by this pandemic are real. The culture of fear can be overwhelming and push some of us to places we did not think possible. If you are in that place, please find help. We give the number to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at the end of every show. I'm going to give it here. If you are thinking at all about self-harm, please call 800-273-8255. That's 800-273-8255. You are worth it. Thank you for listening. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't do this show, and the outcome of at least one person's life may be very different. Each of you embodies the mission of the No Fear Project, and I cannot thank you enough. We can conquer the culture of fear together. It will take constant and vigilant work. I'm confident we're up for the task. Because, as we always say, the way forward is together. The time to conquer is now.
Thank you for listening to the No Fear Project. Original music is from Josh and Dean. Join us on social media by searching the No Fear Project on Facebook and Instagram. Check out thenofearproject.com for more information, including in-person presentations on fear customized for your organization. The No Fear Project is committed to helping those with mental illness get help and to defeating the stigma. If you have any thoughts of harming yourself or suicide, please contact the Suicide Prevention Hotline for help now at 800-273-8255. Remember, you are not alone. The No Fear Project is a production of Paragon Media, all rights reserved.